Welcome to the Kanakuk Institute podcast, where we continue to equip leaders with biblical skills for a lifetime of ministry. Hello, this is Keith Chancy live from Branson, Missouri. We're here with the Kanakuk Institute, and we are so excited that today you're joining with us, and we have two spectacular friends of ours here in the sound booth with us today, Rod and Derek Hanley. And we're so excited to have them just kind of share with us today about some things about character that counts. Rod, you started this ministry a long time ago, and you've been very, very faithful to walk a lot of men in their walk with Christ and helping them to learn accountability and how to study their Bible and just how to walk with Jesus. Rod, talk to us a little bit about what does that look like in our world today to help somebody walk with Jesus?
Well, and I'm also reminded, we started 23 years ago, and this is actually my 23rd Kanakuk Institute class. So I think I'm one of the few guys that's had the privilege of addressing every class. And I'm just a lifelong student of being a person of character because I need it for myself. Yeah. And so I'm just trying to live out what we, you know, proclaim every day. So it's for me, this is a privilege to be here again. And it's so cool to be with my son, Derek, who... Keith, if you remember the first year I came, I actually drug my son, Derek, and my daughter, Brooke, who were 7 and 5 at the time. And they would do their homeschooling downstairs in the old chapel. And we would teach this character stuff that we've been teaching now for 20 plus years. So, to now have him here, co-teaching with me is a thrill. Absolute thrill.
I love having you guys here for so many reasons. But the most important reason I'm so glad you guys are here is because I've seen you guys live it out. Now, when I say that, I know that we're human. I know that we sin. But you know, Rod, can you kind of help me understand just what does this thing character look like in the flesh?
Well, you know, it's being the same person in public, personal, and private world.
Yeah,
and that's really what a person of character is. They're not saying one thing publicly and living a whole different lifestyle personally, and to me, that authenticates a life that is full of Christ. Mm. Is when you know you're the same person whether you're visible or behind the scenes.
Yeah, I've often heard that just that slogan, character is who you are when no one's there.
Yeah,
you
no know? One's watching.
That, yeah, when you go, wow, behind closed doors, that's who I really am. You know, Rod, what does that look like to be a man of character to really? You know, if I'm trying to work on that area of my life, what do I do to work on that? I mean, I know I need to go to the Word, but how do I do that? And, you know, accountability and all these things that I need to be involved in. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I think it's dying to self because we have self down really well.
Yeah.
We're gratifying self. We're satisfying self. We're justifying self. And if you're going to actually live an obedient, faithful life, you have to say no to yourself and say yes to Christ. And that's what Paul said. He says, to live as Christ, to die as gain. Mm. He knew I'm crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And that crucified life is the only way I think you can live literally a legitimate life of character because you got to get yourself out of the way. And here's the cool thing. God wants you to be the best you can be.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's not against you being, you know, your personality, your dreams, your passions. But when he's directing the shots and calling the shots, then you become way more than you ever dreamed you could be as well. Mm. So that, to me, that's what it's all about. And that's the payoff. That's the benefit.
I love that. You know, Derek, I remember you being a freshman in college. And I remember you going off to that university to play football. And you got out there on that team. And it wasn't long into it that you began to have your character attacked. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because I remember that as if it was yesterday. Sitting there looking at you, I remember you going, Chancy, these guys aren't wanting to have any accountability. They're not wanting me to talk about Jesus at all. And you were kind of perplexed by that. Talk to me. What did you do?
Yeah, I was on my team and with the guys in ministry and just passionate, just had been at Kanakuk and saw what discipleship was, what true accountability was. And I remember I began to start to try and build accountability with some people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went to one pastor and he said, hey, you know, we don't do accountability here. And I said, what do you mean we don't do accountability here? And he said, well, you know, in Australia, they have these cattle and they don't need any fences. Because they just put water wells and the cows never go too far from the water. He said, "Hey, Derek, here at this ministry, here on this team, you don't need fences. Just stay by the water well. Stay by Jesus, and you're going to be okay." And I told him that was the stupidest
Derek,
thing
I've
ever heard
me.
In my entire life. I said, "This is not where I want to be." And so, yeah, and this is ironic because in that ministry, the leadership guy ended up divorcing his wife for an affair.
Yeah.
And I looked back and I said, accountability probably would have really helped him.
Yeah. You know, when you say that word accountability, can you help me understand what that means? Because I think there's a lot of us out there that just misunderstand what that means.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people look at accountability as a report card, as a, all right, let's just air all the dirty things, all the confession, all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And that's part of it.
Part
and
of it.
That's a beautiful gift of it. But I think people don't look at accountability as a celebration, as a life on life, as a way to just know the details of people's life, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's a chance to cry. It's a chance to celebrate. It's a chance to cheer. It gets to be all encompassing and it doesn't have to look doom and gloom.
Mm.
And if it just looks doom and gloom, you probably need to find a new accountability partner.
Mm. Derek, wouldn't you say that when you are in accountability with somebody, it allows us to ask the tougher questions, the deeper questions that allow us to really get to know you? And oftentimes the reason that people don't like accountability is they don't want us to really know the real us. Is that, would you say it's a true statement?
Yeah. I mean, people hate being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I believe if confessing sin is ever comfortable, we're probably not confessing very honestly. Sin is gross. Sin is nasty. And man, I believed the lie for so long in my life that when I was found out, I was going to be rejected. I was going to be hated.
Yeah.
I was going to be thrown out. And when I allowed people to know the details of my life, and Keith, you and Chad were really the first two people that I gave up. I told without being prompted, without being forced, and got to confess and be known, just the freedom, the peace, the joy, the love, I mean, it was this addicting feeling that I never felt before.
Yeah.
And I think people miss it because they believe the lie that being in the shadows is safer.
Yeah. You know, and I remember, you know, we're still doing it to this day that we ask people not just to go 98% to the finish line of giving their what is going on in their life, but to give that last 2%.
Yeah.
And that last 2% is oftentimes the things that really have you by the throat or whatever it is that's caught you. And I love just now as people share that last 2%, everybody in your group goes, we asked them the question, do you love us more now or less? And everybody said, we love you more.
Mm-hmm.
And just that idea of being loved more because I've shared my faith with somebody and my pain and my struggle. And we all say, we love you more because you've been honest.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I remember, you know, you've come through some struggles in your life. You know, and I have too. And Rod, you have too. How have you overcome the struggles through accountability?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even I look back to my time when you interviewed me for camp 9 years ago.
Oh, my word.
And I remember you asked me, hey, Derek, do you watch porn? And I said, no, sir. And you said, really? And I said, you know, I struggle a little bit here, you know.
Yeah, I'm not that bad of a guy.
And then you said, do you drink? And I said, no, sir. And you said, really? I said, oh.
Every now and
I used to struggle in high school. Yeah, I was so scared of being found out.
Sure.
And I remember the next 4 months after that, I said, I've got 4 months to get my life figured out because I've got to show up to this camp place and be something because I'm here as a liar and a fraud.
Mm.
And I remember when I confessed, when I got to camp and became known.
Yeah.
Now, I believed the lie for so long that the shadows were safer. I believed that being fully known was going to kill me.
Yeah.
And I think one thing I've learned now is being fully known doesn't happen in a moment. It's a continued process. You can't be fully known one day because guess what? I need to be fully known the next day as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the trap that believers get in, we share testimonies or we share the deep, dark, and then we begin to assume that everyone's doing okay because they shared at the beginning. We can assumption is the biggest danger of accountability.
Oh, I love that.
And so for me, what accountability has done is I get to identify the compromises I'm making in my life every single day. And I get to look myself in the mirror and I get the guys in my life who look at me and say, hey, Derek, Like, I'm so glad that, that you're walking in victory in these areas. But let's look at compromises. Mm-hmm. Let's look at areas where you are weak. Mm-hmm. And because those little compromises over time build and build and build, and they take you to places that you can never imagine.
That's right.
And that's why I believe accountability is for everyone for every season.
Wow.
You've never graduated accountability. You're always ready for it. And you got to keep being fully known, because if I'm fully known on Monday, guess what? I got to be fully known on Tuesday.
That's
too.
Right. And it's, you don't take weekends off.
Yeah.
I love that. You know, what I love about that, Derek, is I look at you and your dad, and I know that you two have a very special relationship and that y'all are able to share things with one another. And I never had a dad to share that with. So I have a son though. And we share a lot of that same stuff. And it's really, I would love to hear you guys talk to me about what is the feeling when you're able to share truth and reality of the pains of life with one another?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, for so long, I just wanted to paint a picture to my dad that I was good.
Oh, imagine that. How did that go for you?
Not well. I was a good actor. I did, you know.
You
but,
were a good actor.
But it was exhausting. And you know, in Psalm 32, it says, my body wasted away. Mm. You know, and every day, you know, if my dad said, hey, can I talk? Or can we talk? I'm like, did he find that? Did he? Does he know?
Yeah, does he know?
You know, and I lived in complete fear.
Yeah.
Of holding this reputation of being this good Christian guy that was living this double life. And, you know, now having a relationship where, I mean, my dad can have my phone whenever he wants.
Yeah.
My dad can walk in my house whenever he wants. My dad can talk to my wife whenever he wants and ask how things, like,
yeah.
there's such a freedom in being known.
What
and
a
being
great
known
word.
By a dad.
Such a freedom in being known at the core of who you are, which is your character. Oh, I love that. Rod, talk to us a little bit about that.
And so I tell guys all the time, and ladies as well, that accountability is pretty simple. It's just being honest with God, honest with others, honest with yourself. And the most difficult one to be honest with is yourself.
Yeah.
Because we somehow convince ourselves that, you know, I can kind of play that double life. I can kind of do this thing on the side. No one's going to find out. It's not really that big of a deal. My sin, you know, and we try to manage our sin and try to justify our sin. Mm. But I tell you what, it is, I love what you said. It's very exhausting. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when you lay your head on the pillow, why am I not at peace here?
Yes.
Why am I so frustrated? Why am I so angry? Why am I such a hypocrite? Mm-hmm. And that's the one that just, you know, finally got to me. Mm-hmm. And I just said, I don't want to live this way anymore.
Good for you.
Because this is not. This is. I'm not getting a good night's sleep. Yeah. I'm not. I don't have a peace of God, and I knew I was lying to myself.
Yeah. Mm.
And so that honesty, and I love your word, Derek. It is freedom.
It is freedom.
Accountability is freedom. It's not bondage. It's not like, oh, you know, trying to keep all the dominoes from falling down. Mm-hmm. This is like, this is who I am. Mm. God already knows. I'm confessing to other people, and I know myself.
Yeah.
And guess what? We're all capable, Keith. Without accountability,
absolutely.
We are all sitting on a landmine that's ready to blow up at the worst possible moment of our life. And then everything we've worked for is destroyed.
It's gone. And I'm sure over the years you've seen that. You know, Derek, I love what you said about Psalm 32. And that's David's lament after he's been caught with the act of, you know, adultery with Bathsheba. And he's been, you know, done so many wrong things in that. He's conspired, he's murdered, he's had sex, he's done all these things. It's destroyed his life. And he says, when I remained silent about my sin, my body began to wither away. And as I hear that, I know a lot of men and I know a lot of young men out there and women that are just saying, I feel like my body's withering away because there's such a feeling of non-freedom. And when they lay their head on that pillow at night, they're not feeling that peace. And they're so caught up in anxieties, comparisons. They're not fitting in and they're not standing out because there's not a feeling of character within them. Rod, could you do me a favor and just share in a closing minute, what does it look like to really enjoy this freedom in Christ?
Keith, I have vivid memories of waking up and the first thing out of my mouth that morning is, will today be the day people find out who I really am?
Yes.
And then I'm supposed to go do this Christian stuff all day long with that. First thought, will today be D-Day?
Yeah.
And it's a terrible way to live.
It's a terrible way.
Terrible way to live. So that's how I would summarize it. It just, the freedom and the hope and the joy is I can wake up in the morning thinking about, okay, how can I serve today? How can I live today? How can I bring you glory today? As opposed to how can I cover up today?
Gosh, you know,
big deal, big difference.
Rod, Derek, thank you guys so much. We're going to have another part two of this, but I want to close with this last thought for you, the audience today. You know, freedom is something that God truly wants to give to all of us. He knows that we're sinners. All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short. The wage of our sin is death. It is a cul-de-sac that you can't get out of. You've got to go back the opposite direction. You've got to repent. You've got to turn away from your sin. You've got to turn to God. And not because you have to, not because you want to change, but you believe in who He is and what He's done. And the blood of Jesus is the greatest thing that could have ever been offered us. It's a free gift. And if there's anyone out there in our audience today that you are struggling and that free gift just seems to have avoided you and you're going, I'm so caught up with this lies and deceit. I wish I knew who I really was. Is this going to be the day that Rod says that I get caught or found out? And the way that Derek said it, the way that I would say it, I don't want this to be my day that I'm found out to be a fraud. Guys, if that's you out there, I want you to do me a favor. Just bow your head and just pray this prayer. You know, just asking God to forgive you and understanding the blood of Christ and what it has been done for you, that Christ did it with total grace. You don't have to do anything about it, but you receive it fully. And he says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And guys, today we would just pray that you would walk in freedom and you'd understand what it is to walk as a character, a man of God, not a perfect man. We're still sinners. We will always be a sinner, but we don't want to be identified by our sin. We've given that sin to God and we walk in freedom. Hey, thank you for listening. We love you guys. Thank y'all for being a part of our audience today. Hey, God bless and have the best day ever. Bye now.